Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Dan, you're going to show us your t-shirt. What's up with your black tee today?
It's just a smiles. It's Detroit. Detroit. Detroit.
Rock City. They're all black. I'm wearing gray t-shirt today, which is off brand, I guess. But it is where I am representing Bold City Brewery in Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida.
And I'm also wearing some Danny and Mike merch that you can find at shop.dannyandmike.com. We haven't even started the episode and I'm plugging shit. Look at this.
Handsome.
King Goodness. Of Pod.
That's nice.
Yeah, very nice. We have one left on the store, so go get it. This one I'll sell, but it has my DNA on it, so I don't really want to get rid of it.
You could rent it, Jeremy. You could Airbnb the hat, is what's that called?
Yeah, rent a runaway?
No. You just rent. If you have a milliner who makes hats.
Oh, a hat cobbler?
Well, you just have to take the vowels out of that, and that's the name of your startup.
Oh, there you go.
That you're going to sell. MLLNR.
Look at you, smart guy.
Million dollar ideas here on this very special episode of...
Yeah, well, before we get into that, you do a very good segue, because we're doing a show today called Once Again, second one. It was such a hit the first time. And you know, I had figured it out and orchestrated it so well that the fans were just like, we want more.
Fans didn't understand your scoring. No. Fixed everything. So you're welcome.
Did, yes.
You're welcome.
So you can run it if you'd like. I'm totally fine with that.
No, that's okay.
All right. Well, let's start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Here I am.
And to his left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I don't know if I can handle seeing two of you like this for the entire four. That's much better.
For the listener, Mike has there you go. He covered himself up. Video background. If you want to see the video of this, go to Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're going to play a little game called
Wow.
I call bullshit. We're going to play a little game that's called I Call Bullshit. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. Everybody has brought three headlines. One of those headlines in there is bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. We will read all three, and then we will vote on what is bullshit. The person who calls bullshit correctly gets a point. And the loser who has least amount of points, well, they're going to read the outro of the episode because, well... Quite frankly, it's the worst thing to do. It's not the worst, but it's a fun thing to do. All right. Well, let's get right into it. I wish I had like a 30-sided die or something we could flip to see who goes first. But you know what? Story number one. Teenager is rushed to the hospital after snake bites his penis while on toilet. University student Syrupop ran out of his bathroom when his parents around his with his pants around his ankles as blood began to spurt. The python was later found coiled and around the toilet bowl. Gave him three stitches. Doctors gave him three stitches in the glands at the tip of the penis and treated the bite with antibiotic to kill the bacteria.
Okay.
Here is one of my favorite quotes from the thing. The victim said, "It was only a small snake. Snake, but its bite was so strong. I hope that my penis can recover." Story number one. Okay.
Where's that from? Somewhere in Indonesia?
That's in India. Yes.
Not
correct.
India. It's not Indonesia. Different.
India.
Different.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that right out the gate? Anything you want to talk about, or should I just keep going?
You were very specific about the glands and where the bite was given. So
that makes the lie more convincing.
It makes the lie more convincing, but it also feels like you're reading a
bullshit. Oh yeah. Story.
Sorry, don't have to call bullshit yet.
Not yet.
Just read the three. You need the other two.
Yep. Okay. Here is story number two. An 8-year-old was caught trying to smoke pot in the bathroom of his school, his elementary school. So this 8-year-old was caught trying to smoke in the school restroom. A school employee discovered him as he tried to smoke it. He was lighting the plastic baggie on fire. That's how he was going to try to smoke the weed.
It's an easy way to get caught because that plastic stinks.
Yeah. Potiskala Police Department said it's eye-opening. And considering the student's age, it's a good thing that she didn't know how. Potiskala, Ohio?
Ohio.
It says Potiskala Police Chief called the incident eye-opening and said the good thing is she didn't know how to smoke the marijuana. She said she lit the plastic baggie and threw some in the trash and some in the toilet. Story number two, gentlemen. Thoughts?
I like that came from your beautiful home state.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I don't believe that's an eye. If this is a real story,
don't do it.
The police chief saying it's eye opening is a little out of control, I would say. Okay.
All right.
You know, not too many 8-year-olds are trying to smoke weed, I would imagine.
I hope not. Yeah. It stunts their brains. Anything else before I move on?
No, let's get to the lie, bud. These both have sounded real to me.
Come on. The voice of AOL finds a new audience. AOL celebrated its 30th birthday on May 20th and for a special treat found the original author of the You've Got Mail and the Files Done and the Goodbye slogans used in the AOL online software. David Scranton, 65, Blueberry, Vermont, now uses his voice in a much different way. Scranton, now an official greeter at Walmart, uses his famous voice to say things like "You've got shopping to do," and then stands near the checkout register saying "Shopping's done." The best part, says a regular patron, is when he hustles back to the door after a purchase to say farewell to the shoppers with a hearty goodbye. Scanton, a former voiceover artist in the 80s, was originally referred to the job by his wife, who was an employee at the AOL company at the time. He is constantly recognized and will give the line reading willy-nilly to all of those who inquire. Story number three.
Well, don't you remember we met him at one of the conventions that we did? He was signing autographs.
That's not true. But could probably whenever he's not greeting. So, yeah, that's it. Any questions about story number three? I mean, all I have is this information, but I don't give it to you.
No, I don't really have any questions. I think okay. I think if that's what the guy wants to do, he works at Walmart?
Yeah, I mean, it says he's 65 now, so he's like retired. He's just chilling out and having fun with life. Apparently,
AOL didn't, because AOL was giving away free trials through his whole tenure. He didn't get paid the way he should.
Didn't get a dollar. No, they said he paid him $200 for that AOL doing all those things. All the later in the article, basically, wow.
$200 and nothing
time.
After.
Yeah, exactly.
In 1985, it didn't say if he got like back pay.
No, but, work for hire, dude. That's the point. You gotta be careful with that. Gotta take ownership of your work.
It's what happened to all the greatest jazz musicians and all the best studio musicians in the 60s and the 50s. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just got jacked.
And also Collective Soul.
No, I think their manager ripped them off.
Oh, similar. all right. Well, there's my three. Do you want to start the voting process? What do you think? I'll just give headlines just as a recap. Teenager rushed to hospital after snake bites his penis while on toilet. 8-year-old caught trying to smoke pot in bathroom of school.
I'm writing down my answers.
And the voice of AOL finds a new audience. Those are my three totally real news stories. All of them. Now, you might think maybe one of them's bullshit. I'd like to know which one.
I think the second one's bullshit.
You think the second one is bullshit, the kid with the pot, okay?
Yep. I think the 8-year-old, I think that's bullshit.
Okay.
Michael C. I think that's bullshit.
Michael C. Danny's taking number two. Michael C., what do you think?
You did that damn AOL voice so well.
You've got shopping to do.
Cut it out. Did it eerily well. Eerily. Yeah.
Well, he's also 65, so.
Okay. Get out.
Oh, that's what it is. It's generational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to say number two is bullshit.
Number two. Ladies and gentlemen, you're both wrong. It was number three.
Yeah.
Number three is fake. Yeah, I made it up. I made the whole thing up. Now, part of the story is real. They did the 30th birthday, and he recently became back into the spotlight by being on somebody's Instagram Live. You know, they heard his voice and they're like, "Oh, you're that guy," and he's like, "Yeah." And then so they did it. So if you look for it, there's a viral video of some girl asking him to say it in the car, and
he's not a greeter at Walmart. I'm mad at myself.
You should be.
You suck. Both of you.
Kind of stupid. Greeter at Walmart seems to be stupid.
I thought it was a perfect way to fool you both. So
yeah, you did. You did a good job.
It worked quite well.
Very well.
Who's up next?
I can go, I guess.
All right.
Oh boy, guys. There's an Outback Steakhouse in all sorts of places, including New Zealand.
Okay.
So this story says, Catherine Rangers trapped biggest crocodile in years near Outback tourist spot. So this is a tourist Outback Steakhouse, and they found a massive croc was trapped in their nature park last Friday, and local rangers say it is the biggest to be caught in Flora River in 5 years. Okay. Tourists, they walk down in the river area where he was. It's where the Outback Steakhouse sits.
Okay.
That's it. It's a really simple,
interesting,
really simple story. It's a Outback Steakhouse.
Associated Press.
It is abc.net.
Or not. Not that. Don't give away your hand too quickly, Lydia. All right. Interesting. New Zealand Outback. Okay. That's one. Okay. I got a good feeling about that one.
I'm running on so little sleep.
That's all good, man. You're doing great. I feel
it's
like.
Okay. You all know. I'm going to have to pick another one.
You have been sitting on these for fucking 2 weeks.
I know that. And I lost them all until about 10 minutes ago when I had to go back through my entire history for 2 weeks to find them.
Gotcha.
So I lost myself. Yeah, I fucked up. Or maybe I didn't. Who knows? Maybe this is all just a big old ploy.
It could be. Yeah. For the video viewer, the shitting grin on his face while telling that story does not bode well for his bullshitness, but please continue.
Number two.
Well, it's erection night in in England, where on Channel 4 there will be a documentary called Me and My Penis. It will be the first time that a full erect penis will be on Channel 4.
BBC?
Yeah, that's the BBC 4.
Wow.
Yep, fellas are seen posing naked for portraits, and, you know, there's some normal guys, there's some well-endowed guys, there's...
Okay. Glad we're represented.
It's basically just a documentary about penises, and, you know, that's been like the last... That's the last thing that the Queen says that she won't have on TV, or erect penises. But this this documentary is going to change that.
Interesting. Is it after dark?
What does the Queen have to? Okay.
Right. No, the Queen's just like, you know, you can't say shit, you can't say fuck, you can't show tits, you can't do any of those things.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, read the headline one more time.
Erect Willie to appear on TV for the first time tonight on Channel 4 documentary Me and My Penis.
Okay. The term Willie, I don't believe, was used the first time, and that really is selling it. It's, you know, it's the European pronunciation.
That's right.
All right. So that's number two, right?
That's number two. And number three, people in Sioux Falls, South Dakota are very sad. Very, very sad.
Okay.
They had this really cool thing going on one of their streets, and it was like a beacon of hope during the coronavirus, you know, during just the last couple months. A corn stalk. Yeah. A corn stalk was growing in the street, like in the middle, like on the corner, and people really liked it, and some son of a bitch took it. Some son of a bitch pulled it out, took it, and now the whole city's in mourning, and they've gone door to door looking for the corn.
So
I think that's happened. Let me just read that. No, they didn't do that. That's just not what it says. It just says corn. Residents reported Wednesday morning that someone had ripped out the lone stalk, prompting an outcry on social media. Someone attached a sign to a traffic post where the stalk grew that read, corn, R.I.P.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shame it couldn't be with a K, you know what I mean? Too soon? That's the band I'm saying we could probably do without. All right. Well, that's three stories.
I thought you were saying South Dakota were a bunch of KKK people. I'm glad you clarified yourself.
Bakersfield. More of the hard rock kind.
Initially, I thought the first one was false. I also thought the second one was false. I also thought the third one was false.
Right.
So I'm going with the rare, unheard of, but it's 2020, y'all. Triple bullshit. None of them are true.
Wow. See, that would be good.
That would be amazing, but it would also be horribly against the rules, I feel like. There has to be one bullshit.
I'm playing the rules right. I'm playing the rules right.
Okay.
Maybe you fell right into my trap, lulled you into a false sense of security. That's all I think.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I'm going, I feel like you read like copy from the second two more so than you did the first one, as you're reading from the article. So I'm call bullshit on the New Zealand outback. What about you?
You can look that up. They have outbacks in just like there's McDonald's everywhere.
I get it, but
Australia
I'm saying,
and New Zealand have outbacks everywhere.
Oh, I feel like that would be some real a sticking point.
Yeah, stick to the ribs. I'm thinking. You sort of stumbled on the New Zealand outback, and then it was an outback restaurant, and
no,
so
I
call
restaurant.
Bullshit on the New Zealand
steakhouse.
Outback. Yes, Mike, what are you choosing?
I told you, I don't believe all three of them.
I
can send you links for all three of them.
I do not want links
for
any of them.
Don't receive those photos.
They're all tiny URLs. It's
fine. It says spam for some reason. I don't get it.
All right. Well, do you want to vote, Mike?
I think the last one is true, and I think that the second one is bullshit.
Interesting. Okay. Well, drum roll, because this is going to put somebody in the lead. Theoretically,
put somebody in the lead.
Okay, is it erection night or New Zealand outback? Which one's fake?
The New Zealand outback one was fake.
Yeah, one's
it. I screwed myself on this one because I thought it would be really funny to make fun of the fact that Outback Steakhouse is in New Zealand, and they caught a big crocodile, and that's a funny thing, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, you gotta be on your shit. But listen,
this is
your
an
dad.
Evolving thing. At least I understand.
Tired.
At least I understand what the hell's going on. I may not have done a good
pretty
job.
Much,
in,
pretty
I may
much
not done a good job
in 10 minutes
in execution.
Made the rules up 10 minutes ago. So, don't feel bad.
All right. Well, I have a commanding 1-0 lead. I'd love to hear your three, Michael C.
Okay. Cast of Seinfeld reunites to buy the Mets. Minus Michael Richards, Jason Alexander, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and of course the eponymously named Jerry Seinfeld reunited for the first time to each pledge apparently $700 million. It's evenly divided towards.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they put a little bit down. What do you call it? They're borrowing a little bit as well, just for the taxes. So it seems that it will happen later on this year, and the transition will mostly be about nothing. That's it. Okay. Due to the truncated season. You know what I mean? It was a short season.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Interesting. I have questions. Did the producers and stuff buy in, or this is just actors purchasing?
Oh, this is Bannon Free. Thank you for it. Yeah, it says later on in the article. It says,
great.
Producer Steve Bannon, who owns a portion of the show, has no involvement with the Mets owing to his mercurial nature.
Because we don't want Bannon involved at all, because they've already had a shyster in there for a while. Madoff zone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Interesting. Danny, have any questions about this? You're a Mets fan.
I am.
This is right up your alley.
Jerry Seinfeld is a big Mets fan, but I thought that George Alexander was a Yankees fan, so
First of all, it's Jason Alexander.
Whatever his name is. Who cares?
Wait a minute.
Did I say Jeremy Alexander?
Jeremy Alexander, star of Marvel's, Netflix's, guys, HBO's, Alfred's Warner Brothers.
Alfred's woken up every 2 hours at night since Saturday. Mm. It is Wednesday. I'm doing the best I can.
You're doing
cast,
it.
Cast of Seinfeld.
Yep. All right. Interesting. Number two, Michael C.
Sandusky, Ohio. 2 4-year-olds. That's it. I made all three up. I didn't do my homework.
And you have to keep going.
You guys really care about this more than I do.
Keep going. I want to hear them all. Okay. I want to know which one is the most bullshit.
Sandusky, Ohio.
Four-year-olds tried to smoke weed in the bathroom.
Two 4-year-olds have witnessed visions of Poseidon on the lake. What's that lake
Which
near Cleveland?
Lake? Erie?
Yeah, Lake Erie. That's the one. It says here in the article, that's the one. Why am I even writing this down?
I'm taking furious notes.
I got the clippings right here if you want to see them, buddy. I cut them out of the paper. I did the homework.
Okay. Just keep going. I want to know which one's the most bullshit.
Two 4-year-olds have reported a vision of the god Poseidon surfacing on the relatively calm waters of Lake Erie one Cleveland summer day. This is earlier in the year.
Interesting.
Why did the journalists go into prose?
Downey Westerson and Westy Downerson each said that they each backed each other's story up, saying he had a fork with 3 points and he came out of the water and he was long-haired. It was confirmed not to have been Jason Momoa,
It's Jeremy Momoa.
As much as we love the guy in honor of for his.
And he loves the base, that guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Four-year-olds see visions of Poseidon in Lake Erie.
On Lake Erie, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Which is ironic because this is, mythologists have noted that this is a first vision of the god Poseidon on a
in a lake. Yeah, you know, exactly. That's weird. That's it. That's an interesting thing because, like, how would he get there? Because there are no routes to the lake. You have to get to the lake. If you're in the ocean, you can't swim underneath the continent to get into the lake. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something that he had to get there from somewhere.
I would like to think visions can appear anywhere.
Well, considering the guy telling the story has a thing that says, don't eat the plant, it's poisonous. I don't think that he's
That's the next story.
Anything.
You just wait. All right.
It's funny you should say that.
Plano,
check. I got it right here. Got the clipping right here. Plano. In a facility that makes Funyuns, Cheetos, Doritos, and also a number of off-brand snacks.
I want to go to. Can we go to that warehouse sometime?
You wouldn't. Not this one, because authorities reported a breakout of bad cheese. Of extremely bad cheese in the area that had been sourced to Wisconsin. It evidently, in the breakdown of, you know, just not having enough fuel, a refrigerated truck had been left overnight en route from Wisconsin, somewhere in Oklahoma, without power. And the facility was then befouled the next day and had to shut down for 5 to 6 hours while the entire place was disinfected from this bad cheese from Wisconsin that it had been allowed to founder overnight. In
they had to scrub every single sour cream and cheddar chip.
And that's why
we pasteurize cheese in this country.
They've reported that batch numbers 128H and 473 might have a more watery spice profile.
Wow.
What kind of cheese is that? What kind of cheese?
This was noted as a spicy nacho mix. So we know that ordinarily there would be a lot more preservatives in these things that retard microbial growth of most kind. But this, when it showed up in Texas, was just termed bad cheese.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So bad cheese in Texas.
Yeah. So just to recap, yours are Seinfeld cast buys the Mets.
Reunites to buy the Mets.
2 4-year-olds see visions of Poseidon on Lake Erie. And the third one is a Lay's factory gets a bit of bad cheese.
No, it's simply a facility that manufactures Doritos, Funyuns, and Cheetos.
It's just in Plano, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, in Plano, Texas. It's not necessarily the, because, tax purposes.
Okay, interesting. I'm pretty sure they're all A's, but isn't there whatever? Okay, interesting. I
it's Lay's with a Z for legal reasons, Jeremy.
Nice. See what you did.
Wow.
All right, Danny, why don't you take the helm here and tell me? Mike's just going to pick one that's real, that's fake. All of them are. Let's just assume they're all real. Yep. No, let's just assume that there's two real, one fake. And Mike, in your head right now, you got to pick the fake one, and then. Danny, what do you think?
I mean, if you're going to be real about it, you have to say the Mets one is off.
So
I would say that, because if we're thinking about this logistically,
we shouldn't.
I don't think. I'm just saying, I mean, you said without Michael Richards, though.
That was expressly in the.
Right.
Realized.
I still would say that one is the one that I wouldn't believe. Because
Richards is involved in the purchase deal.
Exactly. So you're a silent partner,
and they don't want to talk about it. But he's where the other money is coming from. That's fair. All right, that's plausible. I understand.
He got $50 million into it.
All right, you're going. You're going bad cheese. I mean, you're going Seinfeld buys the Mets,
and Jeremy's going bad cheese, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go bad cheese, ladies and gentlemen, because I feel like that was the last one that he talked about. So that's the freshest one on his mind. Michael C., which one is it? which one is
you're
the fake?
You're both wrong. It was Sandusky,
story.
Ohio.
Fuck you.
You're both wrong.
You just did that so I had to read the outros again. You son of a gun.
Both wrong. It was Sandusky, Ohio.
Sorry. All right. Well, we're still working on.
I look forward to having, you know, all of them in the ownership box. I think it'll be a good thing for the team.
Okay.
Don't you, Dan?
As guys, I had a backup. I have a backup too. If we want to go for,
let's hear it.
And all.
Let's hear whatever moves on from me the fastest.
Okay. Well, my last two. I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to tell you about them. That way it's like an extra, like, who cares?
Well, do you want to each do one maybe? And Mike, while we're saying out, because I have more, maybe Mike can just research a story and we're just one of them.
Got
between
the clips
the three
right
is...
here, fellas. I don't know if exactly. You see. Yeah, the other one, too. This is the Mets.
That was
one.
A New York
this
Times crossword.
No, this is the bad cheese. The bad cheese, and this is the Mets.
All right. How about this? For the ending, let's each read one more story. It can be real or fake. And we'll call bullshit. Whoever has the least points will have to read all of the outros of the episode. That's spelling out the phone number from memory for the voicemails. That's the Patreon, spelling out the and. It's a lot of work. So
fuck.
Here we go. Dan, go for it.
There are guys in Canada who pulled the fast one over 2 times in a row.
Okay.
One time. They took a semi truck and they went to a meat factory and they said, yeah, we need we're from this transport company and we're here to transport shit somewhere else. And these Canadians were naive and they said, oh, yeah, sure. And they put $250,000 worth of meat in this truck and that truck never went to where they said it was going because they stole that shit.
Whoa. What did they say what kind of meat it was?
All sorts of meat. It was just was meat, it meat from someplace in Alberta. The nice,
I was
going to
say, well,
nice
if it's
people,
Alberta, that's got to be
nice
beef,
people,
you know.
Nice people of Alberta got hosed. And then a week later, the same fake, the same
took
fake
the cattle truck, rustlers up there in Alberta.
The same fake truck company went up to a hot tub place and got like a dozen of like the sweetest hot tubs. And took those and were like, yeah, we're going to take them this place. What I don't understand is how they don't have invoices for where this shit was going. And they're like, oh, yeah, cool. Or maybe they did. And that's how
you
they
might
got
get
screwed.
An invoice later. You might get an invoice later, but.
I was going to connect the two.
Anyway, you can't connect them because they're different people, but they think there is a connection because they use the same bogus trucking company.
Did they use the same truck?
And they were same kind of truck, yeah, same semi. Saying they were from Quebec. See what happens? That's the Quebecois messing with the Alberta people.
All right. Interesting. Is it true or false? I don't know. But here's mine. You ready? Ooh, let me pick one, though, here.
Ooh. A couple of good ones.
Okay. Neighborhood Karens unite to reclaim stereotyped name. In Peoria, Illinois, a group of neighborhood women named Karen have banded together to protest the tarnishing of their good names. The origin of the term is cloudy at best, but most believe it was shared as an internet meme as early as 2004. This is background stuff. They think Dane Cook did it in a comedy special. They think
It's from Mean Girls. It's from Goodfellas is where it's from. Karen!
Well, that's
they
certainly
would have never found it, Karen!
But that wasn't. They're saying Karen linked to like privilege. So I think it's a little different, but okay.
Well, that's how I feel about it.
So there is some background going back to 2004. Dane Cook had in a special that said, God, Karen, she's such a douchebag. Oh no, that was later in Mean Girls. And then before that in the Dane Cook special, every group has a Karen and she's always a bag of douche. And when she's not around, just look at each other and just say, God, Karen, she's such a douchebag. So the article
gosh,
continues.
Dane Cook is so funny.
Then I guess he was funny. But nothing compares to 2020 and the sheer dominance of white women being labeled by the name for their overly privileged public explosions. I've never once thought negatively of a person of color. I've been a member of the NAACP for years, said Karen Yates, a neighborhood mother. I've marched for equality, I've marched for freedom, and now I'm marching for my name back, says Karen Torellos. We're all good people, except Karen Feeler. She'll never be in the group. You know what I mean? And that's just what the thing says. You can find their campaign at TakeBackKaren.com or on the Facebook group at TakeBackKaren. And the headline is Neighborhood Karens Unite to Reclaim Stereotyped Name. Wow. What do you think?
I don't know. You have to have Mike read his, and then we make it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shuffle. You don't have to shuffle.
What's the matter? You've never seen actual news gathering before, Jeremy? Does it shock you a little bit? Is that what's going on?
A little bit.
Never seen newsmaking before.
Your background is starting to uncover your pages, and it's
what are you talking about? It's hot off the press. This is not some old story that you've heard before.
Four across, it's Loger. It's Loger.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Okay. The crossword puzzle I was looking at.
The four across.
All right, Michael C., give it a shot.
Duracell faces public relations nightmare for river accumulation.
Okay.
It starts in the upper Mississippi. Where's North Dakota exactly?
It's above South Dakota.
Yeah, above South. You know what? It made its way down a little bit. South Dakota. Anglers here have operated so many LED lights for night fishing in order to. Excuse me?
No, you're eloquent about the whole thing. Yes. You're going. It's really great.
Anglers here in South Dakota have operated so many fishing.
LEDs.
Have operated so many lights at night for fishing. Flashlight fishing, they call it. That.
So what happens in flashlight fishing? Did you say you attract a fish with a light?
Yeah. You kind of you dance the light over the surface, and apparently they've consumed so many batteries collectively during trout season that the number of accumulations on the riverbed is starting to displace egg pods, which is we call them clutches or broods in the. In the angler business?
Wow.
How do you know
angler business?
Okay.
Says local resident in Polonewski.
Okay.
55 years old.
All right.
I mean, this is the type of thing that we would worry about if we couldn't give the trout enough room to spawn. Why, we'd see Duracell hopefully step up to the plate and acknowledge some responsibility for all this pollution.
Okay.
Mr. Wow. Lewski,
if I could get my news read to me by Michael C. Marona in this fashion, I feel like I would never... Any of the worst news I could hear, he would just make it better.
It's not good. I'll tell you the truth one now. It'll be really painful.
All right. So we have three to choose from to vote on. It's Neighborhood Karens Unite to Reclaim Their Name. And Danny's was?
Thieves in Alberta stole mm-hmm. a quarter mil worth of food.
Beef. It's beef.
And also a dozen hot tubs.
Okay. And then Michael C. obviously is fighting for battery corrosion in the rivers of South Dakota, trout fishing rivers of South Dakota.
Upper Mississippi, yeah.
Mississippi.
The upper Mississippi.
As Duracell batteries are really shitting in the lake.
But yeah, as the trout spawning grounds have been displaced with the sheer number of discarded batteries from LED powered night fishing.
Okay.
On the surface and also in the
shallows. I think both of you
know we got yeah, we got the just
angling is serious. Sportsman.
Okay. So, I'll start. I'm calling bullshit on one of your stories. I'm calling bullshit on actually Mike's real, Danny's is fake.
Thank you.
True or false?
Dan, I'm scanning. I'm taking a picture of the article and I'm sending it to you right now. Okay. I'm texting you the article.
If it's a dick pic, I'm gonna be furious.
Mike's in a mood.
True or false? Mike, was that real?
No, you gotta wait.
Oh, you gotta. Yeah, we gotta wait. Yeah, sorry. Okay,
you gotta vote, babe.
I think both of yours are false.
You think both are false?
What was Jeremy's? Karen? No,
mine was bullshit. Neighbor that Karen's reunited. That was on MSN. I think
that was bullshit. And what was Danny's? $250, $1,000 worth of meat. I mean, that's an arbitrary amount of meat that could have gone away in a van. So I think that's bullshit because he would have said a van.
Oh, so it's a double bullshit for you, DT.
I'm saying it could have been
a double bullshit for me.
It could have been Canadian caviar, which is. Fuck, I should have had something for that. Anyway.
One of these days we'll figure out how to end this whole game because now it's like my thoughts are just completely, it's not working. But basically, I'll tell you about mine. Mine was a fake article.
Canada Goose foie gras.
If you called bullshit on the Karens, you were correct.
That's that was bullshit.
Everybody has a point.
No, well, Mike and I have a point, so we all have a point.
Well, I had a point from before, so we all have a point.
That's great.
What was your vote, Jeremy?
Earlier in the first part, I got 1 point. You guys didn't get any.
Yeah, so what did you score this time?
Nothing.
So we each have a point, is what you're
Everybody
saying.
Everybody has a point. So let's move on. Michael C., what about yours? What is your thoughts on our...
Actually, I told you, I already guessed that yours was bullshit.
Okay.
Hey, Jeremy, you're losing the game again.
Go ahead, Dan.
It's your turn, Jeremy.
Oh wait, do I think that Danny's story was bullshit too? Yes, I do.
Okay, and you think mine was bullshit?
Yes.
So that's another point for Michael C.
No. Oh yes, yes it is.
Yes. And if you what did you say, Dan?
I said that both of yours were bullshit.
Okay. So that's another point for Dan. I thought right Michael here. C's was real, and I still think it is. And if it is, then you're wrong and I'm right.
Right. And that would mean you won the game.
No, it would mean we all tied, I think. But,
Whatever result leaves us
the results
tied.
Thus far are I have one and you guys have two. So
it's very hard
guess
scoring.
What? We
very
are on
hard
part
scoring.
Of the last podcast network.
But wait,
last
was it true or not?
It was false.
Moronis was fake. Was fake?
Oh, I don't know about Moronis. You tell me.
That's the whole point. It's not. Oh my god!
I'll never tell.
Okay,
the last podcast network.
No. We need to know. We have to know if that last story was true or false because that's
What you have Duracell stock? What's going on?
No,
Mike,
Mike,
it's false. It's false. It's false.
What do you want me to say?
Be honest.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Not true.
Okay, Jeremy, get to it, big boy, because mine was real. Mine is all real, man.
Wow.
It's a
okay.
real story.
Wow.
Some smart thieves up there in Upper Canada.
I think it was the details in Danny's story that they came back and got him again. I think that was what made it.
I know,
true.
That's the whole thing. Tubs. It's like it's weird.
Doesn't
it's a
seem
weird
real.
It's a weird combination. Yeah.
All right, I'm the loser. Check us out on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Have a lot of great podcasts on there. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMike with the N spelled out. We are constantly adding videos there. I'm behind one, but I'm going to add that today. And what else? Check out shop.DannyMike.com for this hat and more.
The last one.
That's right. I am at Jeremy Balin. On the Instagram at Remy Balin on the Twits and other things. Michael C. is at Michael C. Morona on the Twitter. Danny's at D. Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagrams. Give us a look on our website, DannyMike.com. what else, guys?
Go to SeltzerKings.com, too. And check
go to SeltzerKings.com. We got a lot of fun things
treat
happening.
Treat yourself to a little podcast.
That's right. Thanks for listening, and we'll promise we'll have this I call bullshit format worked out a little better.
Third time's the charm, listeners.
Yeah, well, one of the three is bullshit, right?
That's right. But then the end isn't. Who knows? All right. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one. That's a crossword puzzle. That's not a news article.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.